Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Greatest song of all time. I'm calling it now. So all weekend, Sam, I was in the Ozarks playing golf for my birthday trip. You know
this.
Yeah. My goodness. Welcome on into Dana and Park.
Scott, marathon weekend,
Of all the weeks, Scott's like, I'm going to Mexico. I'm like, oh my God, I can barely get out of bed.
I'm going to be recovering.
We were there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And one of my girlfriends, like eight of us went down there to play a couple of the courses down there. And one of my girlfriends said, how have you not heard this song? It's like the greatest song of all time. Because people are playing Beyonce's country album. And the hit that was first released was a different song, like the Texas Hold'em song.
Yeah, which is Texas.
Also an incredible song. She goes, oh, no, you got to hear this song. I've been sending it to everyone I know. Crank that in your car, but mind your speed, because it is so catchy. That's one of those songs you're going to look down and be like, oh, whoops.
You are a speeder and driver when good songs are on the radio.
Going 85 in a 65, and I'm blaming Beyonce.
How was the weekend, though? Good?
Weekend was incredible. I am just humbled and blessed and so happy.
I love the sign. I saw that wonderful sign they made for you.
They did an entire Masters theme for Dana's birthday weekend. And congratulations to Scottie Scheffler again, because we watched a ton of golf over the weekend. You know, one of the questions I had about that, when they give him the green jacket, is it his same jacket? Because you know those jackets have to stay there. You get it for like a year, then the jackets stay at Augusta.
And wait, so
it's,
what?
Yeah, it's funny. He put the jacket on Jon Rahm.
Well, wait, then how do they all wear their own personal winning jackets?
Because they're all there. They're all literally there at the Masters.
Oh, and but they still make new ones each year.
Yes. Okay. So we were saying last night, like, I feel like I know quite a bit about that tournament. I'm like, is that the same jacket or does he get two because he's won twice? I don't know the answer to that question.
I think it is a new jacket.
Yeah, a couple of fun notes until we get to the just infuriating story of the day. Shout out to Neil Shipley, if you missed this, who plays for Ohio State, completed his master's degree in data analytics, and was the only amateur to make the cut at the Masters. And his partner, if you missed it, was Tiger Woods.
What? That is awesome.
It is one of the sweetest, funniest, loveliest things. And sweet Neil Shipley, like, taps a buddy to be his caddy. Like, I'm going to the Masters. Can you be my caddy?
Right. I'm just giving it a shot.
And there's this photograph. These guys are, like, what, 20? There's this photograph of this caddy. And the look on his face is like, am I in the Twilight Zone? What has happened? I'm literally walking next to Tiger Woods.
The legend.
Who, bless his heart, I think came in last in the field, but he did finish.
He made the cut.
He did make the cut. He did finish.
Did you see Zach Johnson in one of the first 2 days? I can't remember which day it was, but he triple bogeyed the 12, and the crowd erupted when he made the final putt, and he turned around and said, oh, blank off.
It's so good. All right, really quick, from golf to basketball, I want everyone to tune in at 3 o'clock, and it will be the bonus hour this evening. I am so thankful and so grateful to tell you about our guest at 3 o'clock. She has been working for years on a documentary about the origin of women's basketball. And as all of the hundreds of hours of hard work's going into this documentary that ESPN has picked up, by the way, I think 10 episodes, in the middle of all of this, Iowa does what Iowa is doing, along with LSU and all the other women's teams that competed in this historic women's NCAA tournament this year. And it's like lightning in a bottle that she wanted to tell this story about the women who paved the way for us to even have like an NIL deal right now for Caitlin Clark being at State Farm. Like, how did we get here? The name of the documentary is If Not For Them. And I have watched the media preview. It is gripping. It is so well written. It is so well told through the eyes of the women, Sam, who played, I mean, back in the 1940s, 50s, 60s, way before Title IX.
Yeah, the ones who laid the landscape.
Way before Title IX, who laid the landscape. And like, I feel like a lot of people listening know enough about Title IX to be dangerous, but don't really know the history that it wasn't until the 70s when finally someone asked the question and challenged Title IX and says, does this have an impact on sports, women in sports? And of course, we know the answer was a resounding yes. And then from there, there was still a long way to go, but man, it took off. The name of the documentary is If Not For Them.
And you said she's coming on the program?
Oh my gosh, she'll be in here at 3 o'clock.
Long time
ESPN analyst Brenda Van Langen will join us at 3 o'clock to talk about that documentary. And you know, she's been photographed interviewing Caitlin Clark for 4 years. I mean, she's just been right in the thick of it as all of the basketball greatness unfolded.
And she was a player herself.
And, oh, just an amazing career, amazing history. And, you know, Karen Kornacki just retired over at Channel 9. And one of the things I want to ask Brenda is, like, not only is she doing this great documentary about women's sports and how we got to this point, but also as a female broadcaster, what she has done to open doors for other women.
Break
and
glass,
you know,
ceilings,
I'm an incredible, insane Holly Rowe fan. So we'll be talking about that again. Again, the documentary is If Not For Them.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.